Paddy and Rob Palmer don't use alarm clocks. They have Big Merv yell, "How's that?" Instead, thanks to BJ Howes. Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
Hello, this is Paddy Rob Palmer. This is our podcast for Friday, August the 12th. And the birthday boy from yesterday came in, didn't he?
Oh, he did a special job on us today.
Yeah, Justin Avendano, he's a good lad. Also, the Newsweek and Review team. Look, we have David Dolan, we have Kate Manunga, and we have Shawnee, but I tell you what, nothing surpasses these two newsreading gurus.
Every now and again, you really do need to call in the top shelf.
Exactly.
We did that.
They will be networked very, very soon. As well as that, speaking about network, My Kitchen Rules. Look,
mate,
how are the figures going?
Don't worry. Mr. Backflip over there.
We look at that on our podcast.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
Breakfast with Paddy and Rob Palmer. Dave Dolan has been doing the news for us admirably today, hasn't he?
Oh, great job. He never fails to impress.
Not one mistake ever. But there's another two, probably the two most respected journalists around the Central Coast. They're ready to go. They've moved in the set. The light bulbs are on.
You know, the seat warmers have come off.
Yeah, I think they're ready to go. They've shuffled their papers. They've put up their tie. I think they've put out their cigarettes.
Fluffers have stood away to the left.
And they've got their flasks down underneath the desk, so you won't see that. But I think they're ready to go, Robert. So if you want to count them in, that would be fantastic.
It's Ouzo today.
Is it Ouzo?
I'll count them. It smells like it.
Very. Very energetic.
I'll count you boys in. You boys ready? I've got the nod. Three.
Newsweek in Review. Good morning. I'm Roger Rogerson.
And I'm Roger's brother, Dodger.
Good morning, Dodger.
Good morning to you, Roger.
A former unnamed New South Wales politician has slammed Triple M's Rob Palmer for going through his neighbour's rubbish bins and collecting the recyclable 10-cent bottles. The unnamed Polly said the mess this Palmer lad leaves behind is disgraceful.
This Frankenstein monster is out of control and nobody is safe.
I completely agree. Even the Premier weighed into the bottle stealing from rubbish bins by said Rob Palmer. Mr. Better Day said going through people's bins and leaving an absolute mess for 10 cents is just not on.
That is deeply offensive and wrong.
Oh, God, I don't want to put it there. I agree. Meantime, the New South Wales Premier has recognised the contribution Paddy Gerard has made to the crab racing industry. This week, Gerard reached a milestone by celebrating more than a decade of calling the crustaceans every Thursday night. Perrottet applauded the wonderful idea of crab racing.
If you look at the state of New South Wales, it is a much better place today than it was 11 years ago.
Little over the top. What a wonderful man, though, and a fantastic idea. To sport, Raiders coach Ricky Stewart even weighed into the Rob Palmer going through the rubbish bin saga. Mm-hmm. Stewart said, if he wants 10 cents that bad, I'll give it to him, and then proceeded to tell what he thought of the former Better Homes and Gardens worker.
I've had history with that kid. I know that kid very well. He was a weak-gutted dog as a kid. And he hasn't changed now. He's a weak-gutted dog person now.
Meantime, former Premier John Barilaro agreed with Stewart's comments.
Oh, look, that's a fair statement.
Yeah, not gaining any friends, that's for sure, Mr. Palmer.
That's not fair at all.
Newsweek in Review. I'm Roger Rogering.
And I'm Roger's brother, Dodger. And as I always say, what is one man's trash is another man's treasure. Do you want that empty bottle, Roger?
You can have it there, Dodger.
Come on, just wipe the top.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
It is the 12th season of the Channel 7 cooking show, My Kitchen Rules. They were off air for 2 years, right, because they'd have suffered the declining ratings 2019, 2020. But they say it was because, and you have complained about this a lot, is that, I'm sick of watching, what do they call, Married at First Sight style shows.
Yeah, instead about the food. All they were doing
it's not the food anymore. It was all about the drama.
Yeah.
So they went, righto. And you know what? Manu, my mate Manu, he has always said, I want it to be about the food. I want it to be about the food. Let's cut out the drama, right?
Yeah.
And we spoke to him on the radio and he said, we're really glad because it's going back to that.
Yeah.
And it has gone back to that. I watched it the first couple of nights.
Yeah.
And you know what? I was impressed.
Good work. I'm just giving you the ratings for Wednesday night.
Oh, are you going to
for the
reality check? What's happened?
Five City Metro, only 471,000 people.
out of a population of 25 million. That's for the metros.
Did you watch it?
No. I was doing stuff.
Oh, well, you can't complain about it going one way.
I don't complain.
You did.
Yeah, you did. Chloe's just gone. She just fainted.
I think Paddy just said the words, I don't complain.
I don't complain. Can we compile?
Is that what I'd you like heard? To
compile an audio file of Paddy Gerrard's complaints.
Just because you had an opinion doesn't mean you're complaining.
No, no,
said 4 months off.
You said, I hate that these cooking shows are all about the drama and not about the cooking.
Doesn't mean I watch them.
I want them to go back to the cooking.
No,
and so they've done that.
They should have. I don't watch the show. So it doesn't worry me because I'm watching UK Gogglebox because I love UK Gogglebox.
Because that's where highbrow viewers go these days.
They do. We've got the news coming up with David Dolan. Why carry-on prison officers are striking today, and this is affecting us locally. Shows, festivals and school fates could be relegated to history if an escalating insurance crisis is allowed. There's nothing wrong with UK Gogglebox, by the way.
No complaints. No complaints from Paddy Gerrard.
Devastating. I'm reading the story. Devastating. Amusement operators.
You're watching people watch My Kitchen Rules.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
Shows, festivals and school fates could be relegated to history if an escalating insurance crisis is allowed to continue devastating amusement operators. And love to know, does it affect you? 13353. Now, businesses that own amusement rides and attractions are sounding the alarm about a staggering height in insurance premiums that are forced to shut their doors. The Australian Amusement, Leisure and Recreation Association, because we have up at the entrance, and you know, we have the Gosford Show and all the different events that we have on, they have the amusement rides there. Their insurance premiums have soared by an average 300% in the last few years. Some operators have reported being stung with price hikes of 750%, according to the association. And they say the association said Australian theme parks insurance is like, you know, look at Luna Park, say hypothetically. Their insurance prices have increased tenfold from $150,000 4 years ago to $1.5 million today.
I'd love to know what makes that insurance claim. How does it go up that much? Because there aren't people claiming. You don't hear of amusement rides going.
Yeah, there's been a few issues over the last years, but you go, is it because of all the other, say the floods and the fires and all that, or is it a completely different section of the insurance industry that actually covers them?
But it wouldn't affect the clowns, would it?
No,
you know, the clowns.
No. Putting the ping pong.
If you're a clown operator with a ping pong ball, you'd be cheering.
You just you don't want to go to the show just for the ping pong balls, though. You don't want to just plop them down the.
For those. Or how about those balls that you got to throw at the pins?
Yeah.
Oh, no, the ones where they stand the three pins up on each other, the cans, the stack of cans.
They call it knock-ems.
They got lead in the bottom one of them, I'm sure they
concrete,
do.
Concrete.
If they are not pinned to the deck, I don't know what is, because I've hit those things square in the middle.
But seriously, it must be awful. Like, you're in that industry, but it's not just, mate, we look at the insurance premiums. As we were saying, what about these people in these flooded areas that have flooded four times in the last 3 weeks? And you just go, the insurance premiums are just so sky high, they can't afford to take out flood coverage.
They're so high that, I mean, some of them have only got to survive, 5 years without a flood, and you've already got over 100K in your pocket.
Because they're 20 grand, even more.
Like, you just go...
Yeah.
Triple M Breakfast with Paddy and Rob Palmer are about to down tools for a smoko. How's about you drop into BJ Howes? Tools, steel, gas, Lizaro, Charm Haven and Cardiff.
Brenton Pavia from Pavia's Amusement. We know when we go up to the entrance. Brenton joins us this morning. Morning, Brenton.
G'day, Brenton.
Good morning, boys. Good morning, Rob.
Mate, this is devastating, isn't it, for the industry?
Indeed. We've got one insurance broker now, one insurance underwriter, and we're in a monopoly situation in the market, and we're paying an extra 300% than what we were doing about 12 months ago.
300% is extraordinary. And because there's only one person, you've got nowhere else to go. Are they just not budging, or is there a reason behind the 300%?
Well, there's nobody else in the market that wants to take on the risk in our business. And so it's basically a monopoly situation. Here's the premium, Brenton. Pay it, or if not, go somewhere else, but you can't go anywhere else.
So, mate, what are the operators, the association? You must be with some association. What are they doing? What's happening?
Well, the Showman's Guild of Australia, which I've been a member of, my parents were, and so was my grandfather, is at the end of the day, they're faced with the same coordination events that they're up for 400%. So they're starting to levy us as members. So it's a vicious circle. Not only is individual operators getting, you know, a premium placed on our policy, our coordinating body, which can't go anywhere else, is also up 400%. So many months ago, we went to the then Liberal government, the Morrison government, and asked to set up this mutual fund where we could all sort of kick in like a cooperative, and the first so many million was going to be backed by the federal government. Well, that fell over. They just walked away from us.
And what does that mean, Brenton, for, let's say there's a show at the entrance and you want to put rides in there, what does that mean this coming year for rides at shows?
Ticket prices are going to have to go up, but therein lies the problem, Rob, is you can't then ask people to pay $25 to get on your dodgem cars. We're in a price inelastic business where you can only pass on so much to the consumer. You can't keep passing on. And every input that we've got, electricity, diesel, whichever input that you talk about to the industry, it's going up.
So, mate, what can you do? What can be done?
Somewhere along the line, the federal government, the new federal government, has to, and we've already made approaches to that as an industry, has to look at this cooperative funding arrangement where we create this. So many millions are going to be, you know, put up by the federal government, and then we all come in behind it as individual operators. It's our only hope, and it's a UK model that's happened over there. The same thing happened in England. And unless something like that comes to the fore, you're looking at no school fates, no Royal Easter Show, no Ferris wheel and other associated stuff on the Central Coast.
Well, mate, well, hope it works out. Keep us abreast of what's been cracking. Thanks for alerting us to it as well. But it's absolutely terrible, and hope the new federal government can help you guys out. Thanks, Brenton.
Indeed. Thanks, guys.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast. It's just not cricket with Justin Avendano.
Yeah, birthday boy from yesterday, Big J.A. Good morning, mate.
Good morning. How are we doing, lads? Right. Rob, you look fantastic. You are glowing on that computer screen. Has done you a treat.
It's the natural light, Justin, coming in my bedroom window.
And he says, oh, I'm still feeling a bit sick. I may not be here for another week, allegedly. Yeah.
Well, No. I'm only going off the guidelines, Justin. I've been told that 7 days is the maximum and minimum that I'm allowed to stay home, and that's what I should do.
That's all right.
Mate, Nick Kyrgios, what do you got on him?
Yeah, so this is great. So he's just competed in Washington and won his first event in a number of years, and now he's gone over and he's just defeated world number one, Daniel Medvedev. If I can pronounce that correctly.
Yeah, correct pronunciation.
It's in the Canadian Open, and he's just continuing his great run of form since he's lost in the final against Djokovic at Wimbledon. And now Andy Roddick, who's a tennis great, has come out and said he's by far the favourite to win the US Open later this month. He's saying that his serve is just untouchable at the moment. The amount of aces he's getting is just ridiculous, and they haven't really seen a run like this. And Andy Roddick, he was probably one of the best servers ever. For him to say that probably means a lot. So we love our Aussies. We love rooting for him. Love him or hate him. He plays an exciting brand of tennis, and he could be favourite to win.
Oh, if he wins the US Open, I'll like him. What about the boxing? Big old Gal.
Yeah, so this is one of the weirdest stories ever, actually. So now, Paul Gal, if people haven't heard, he's gonna have two fights in the one night. And the way they're going to try and do this, one of them's against Justin Hodges, and the other's against Ben Hannon. And George Rose, ex-NRL player, who's organising the fight, they're not quite sure how he's going to present it yet, but what he's thinking, it's sort of like a WWE situation where he defeats one, tag teams someone in, Ben Hannon jumps in the ring, and they keep going. So, mate, Paul Gallen, he has a heart of a lion. If he can do this, there's talks that this will be his last fight for retirement, and he's building up the fight. It's going to be great, so it's going to be interesting to see what happens.
He talks a big game. He did say he'd take me on with one anti behind his back. So, you know.
Oh, that's right. I did throw you under the bus there that day, Rob. Hey, Cam Smith, is he going, the golfing mullet from Australia, is he going to go to Greg Norman's breakaway group?
Yeah, so he got put under the pressure. So at the moment, it's the FedEx Cup playoffs, which is like the season-long race in the PGA Tour, and they're playing for a $20 million prize at the end of it. So the winner's going to be very, very happy with that prize. But the reports are he's got $140 million from LIV Golf. But the reason he's not signed just yet is because he's vying for this $20 million purse. So Cam Percy, an Australian golfer, has said, look, he is signed, he's joining, but the only reason he's not doing it is to try and win this $20 million, which kicked off this morning, and he's 3 under par, doing well. So good luck, Cameron Smith.
And James Tedesco, to league James Tedesco's 200th match.
Yeah, so EJA. Big game this week. Obviously, Rob was just telling us off air, so Eels versus South is the game of the week, but it's going to be this one as well. With the Cowboys taking on the Roosters, Teddy's 200th match. It's a big, you know, Paul Green situation now where there's going to be a lot of sentimental value to this game. It's going to be huge. It's a big blockbuster.
Yeah, mate, it was last night before the match, before the Panthers took on Melbourne Storm. Of course, that was devastating news yesterday about Greeny, wasn't it?
Yeah,
it really was.
That was incredibly sad. I lived in Townsville for quite a while there, and the community up there is massive for football. So he's a massive loss to the community. I feel for his family. Our condolences to them and all his friends as well. So if you are struggling with anything mental health-wise, please reach out. There is a number for it. And just if you're a mate, call in on anybody. Everyone knows someone who's struggled in the past with depression or anything like that.
Yeah.
Reach out to them, see how they're doing, because this is the last situation we want.
And if the darkness of depression is on you, I think sometimes people cannot speak out. They can't ask for help, and they feel like they're alone. So as a mate, it's really important to be able to have a chat to a mate that may not be themselves, and don't just stop at, are you okay? Go that one question further. Sit down and spend 5-10 minutes with them at least, just to dive into it. Hopefully they can open up to you and you can stop this sort of thing happening.
We have seen a lot of this in sport of recent years. Probably the last 5 to 10 years, we are seeing a lot of athletes come out and talk about their mental health and talk about the struggles they have with it. While playing and post-playing career, it is a really tough thing. So all the mates out there, check in on your mates. You might not even see it in the surface of them. Dig deeper, as you said, Rob. Ask the extra question.
And the lifeline number is 13 11 14. Last night on Triple M before the footy, Mark Geyer from our Triple M stable in Sydney, he did this great tribute to Paul Green.
At the age of just 49, Paul Green has tragically passed away. A true legend of the game, Greeny dominated as a player.
Puts it back inside for Green, a beautiful ball.
And a coach.
I suppose if I could sum it up, I'm just really proud of the way they won tonight, how they've gone about everything they've done this year.
Playing 160 NRL games, winning the Rothmans Medal in 1995, playing 10 Origins, and then coaching for 167 games, winning the Cowboys' first ever competition.
He's got it!
Playing the NRL at only 5'6", you have to be tough. And Greeny never took a backward step from anyone.
Green stepping away, rushing players twice his size.
As a player, he played at the highest level for Queensland and Australia. As a coach, Paul Green was a winner.
And we have witnessed perhaps the greatest of them all. What a game!
He'll be forever remembered as the man who brought the Cowboys their first ever premiership. Today we say goodbye to a champion.
It's a good way to finish.
Rest in peace, Greeny.
And please, Lifeline 13 11 14 if you do need to chat.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
Triple M.
The day after.
Yeah.
The day that was.
Mm. Yeah, it was. Justin Avendano, our sports guy, he's still in the studio. Justin, you weren't able to come into the studio yesterday.
I get so nervous when you guys leave me in after my sports report. I don't know what's going to happen. I feel like I'm always getting stitched up.
No, not at all.
That doesn't happen in a team environment,
no,
Justin.
No. No, we stick together. We don't go around backstabbing people. But what we do, we stay together. And it was your birthday yesterday.
Yes, it was.
So thanks to Danielle at Crescent Bakery. You can find her on Instagram at crescent.bakery. Or search on Facebook.
Chloe, are you serious?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Yeah.
Is this camera on that works over here? I don't know, but this thing is amazing. So thank you so much. I've got a big chocolate cake here. I think with Kit Kats all over it.
Kit Kats?
I actually had a Kit Kat for breakfast this morning because I was left over chocolate from last night.
Because you're a chocolate fan. You love.
Absolutely.
And through Chloe, our producer, she remembered that. And there's a big chocolate Kit Kat J. Is there A on the other side? There's a big J on this side. Big J, A. See, for Justin.
This is a proper team effort. Thank you so much, guys. This is unbelievable.
That is magic.
Yeah.
And here I am stuck in my house looking at it through a camera.
And Chloe, what sort of cake is it? It's a pretty special one that Danielle made from Crescent Bakery, isn't it? As we said, find her on Instagram at crescent.bakery or search Facebook.
It's a caramel mud cake with whipped choc ganache filling topped with vanilla buttercream and Kit Kats.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to be looking at YouTube blokes soon.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Tell you what.
Sorry, I had to get one dig in there.
Now, okay. What you need to be able to do, Justo, is change the J to a Z and get that to Zoe and just say that's a gift from your heart, one man to his woman.
Take the 29 off it, do that, and, mate, exactly.
I don't feel
but that 29. Is a stunner of a cake.
Yeah, well done, mate. We'll put that on Triple M Facebook page and Instagram as well. Happy birthday for
Thank
yesterday,
buddy.
Thank
you so much,
and
guys.
Thanks once again, Danielle Crescent Bakery. Thank you for that. Happy birthday for yesterday, mate.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
Today week, we are doing it on the lawns of Henry Parry Drive, the lawns of Triple M, because we're raising money for Coast Shelter. We're going to have a coffee van there. We're going to have breakfast and a few performances as well. So keep this date handy next Friday as we do it live on the lawns of Central Coast Triple M headquarters.
This is the news that doesn't make the news. That should be in the news instead of the other news.
Good morning, Robert.
Good morning, Patrick.
Oh, what do you got for us?
Well, just stay with me.
Okay.
Cut like an ice sculpture. Yep. Chiseled good looks.
Hang on.
Charming, affable demeanor.
Yeah.
Superb husband and father.
Yep.
And now Good Samaritan.
Yep.
Chris Hemsworth has been spotted in Byron Bay helping a random surfer navigate away from a rip like the good bloke that he is.
I thought you were talking about yourself at the start.
No, well, that is where the similarities between Chris Hemsworth and I end. Because I have seen something that shocked me.
Yes.
That I never would have expected.
Heard, apparently.
From Thor.
Yeah, I've heard.
It's Thor in Ugg boots at the shops. Can you please lift your game, Chris Hemsworth?
Absolutely nothing wrong with wearing Ugg boots to the shop. That is formal at Coles at Wyoming, let me tell you.
No. They're slippers. They're not. I mean, granted, Chris Hemsworth may have an outdoor pair and an indoor pair, but I've only got one pair of Ugg boots and I don't wear them around and then wear them around at home as well.
Yes, I do.
They're either slippers or they're shoes.
So what did he have? Did he have Ugg boots or slippers?
He's got Ugg boots on.
There's nothing wrong with that, mate. Like, you just go, instead of putting on a pair of sand shoes or whatever.
Both his boys are dressed in their sand shoes.
Yeah,
but and looking smart.
They're so easy. And if it was a cold day, mate, you just go, couldn't be bothered putting socks on. I tell you what, you've had it Chris Hemsworth ever since he was on Home and Away.
Hemsworth's there in Ugg boots, Thor this is, and then next to him is young blokes running around in bare feet.
Yeah. Each to his own. Pal.
I'm just saying.
Maybe.
Make an effort, Thor.
Come on. Look, it's been two weather, but on the other side of the world, incredible hot summer across Europe, and these record temperatures are helping unearth some strange, startling secrets. Have you seen, there was that place in America where the lakes have dropped so much that they've found bodies in barrels and stuff like that? And, guns and all that from crime. But, and then this one in, it was in Switzerland, and it was the glacier located in the Canton of Valais. It was located in the southern part of the country. There was a wreckage of a plane, and it's taken more than 50 years ago. What's happened with everything's melted? They found the wreckage, and they found bodies. You wouldn't believe it because of all the...
Because people usually fly in planes.
Yeah, I know that, but because it's been covered in ice for 50 years and because of the hot temperature, melted everything, bingo, there you go. There's the plane wreckage and also they found bodies in that. 50 years, from 50 years ago.
So, dig a little deeper, you find a woolly mammoth.
Yeah, mate.
And a saber-toothed tiger.
Mate, I tell you what.
If they thawed them out, they might come back. Apparently you can freeze people.
Well, with cryogenics, would you get that done?
I've seen Captain America, Happy Dan.
Walt Disney was cryogenically frozen.
So was Han Solo.
But would you want to come back 50 years later? I wouldn't. I reckon that'd be difficult. Don't you reckon? Things change. Imagine, like, when Walt Disney come back now with mobile phones and stuff.
Be weird talking to a young bloke older than you.
Get more of Triple M Breakfast with Paddy and Rob Palmer on the Listener app. Thanks to BJ Howes, your mates for tools, steel, gas, Lizaro, Charnhaven and Cardiff. Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast. Subscribe now and you'll never miss an episode.